Okay. Secret number six, gluten. That's the deadly protein. I gave it away. How one deadly protein is creating unnecessary inflammation, immune system challenges, and not allowing you to recover properly day in and day out. So what is this deadly protein? Well, I just gave it away. Look at all the gluten there in that slide. But first, we've got to talk about Novak. Here's a guy that several years ago, he was tired in matches. He had allergies. He was fainting. He was, pulling out of matches. People were questioning his toughness. He even moved different places, hired different coaches, trainers, but he didn't have the belief physically or mentally. He was unfocused. He got angry. He didn't have the belief that he can play with the best players like Federer and Nadal. So he was playing in Australia against Tsonga one year, and there was a doctor watching him on TV. And this doctor was watching him and said, "You know what? This guy probably has a gluten intolerance. I can just tell." And so through a mutual friend, they were able to meet and they found out that he had a gluten intolerance or gluten sensitivity. So, Novak admits, since the age of 13, he actually felt stuffy. He was always used to eating, pizzas and sugar and dairy, and he was eating sugar for the energy, right? He thought he was doing the right thing. But, he would wake up groggy. He didn't have a lot of energy to get going. He was always tired and bloated. And he tried everything, as I mentioned. So that turning point came in 2010 when he's playing Tsonga, and the doctor saw him, Dr. Satojevic, and he saw him and said, "Hey, I want to get with Novak." And as soon as they switched to that anti-inflammatory, gluten-free diet, it made all the difference in the world. And so he adopted gluten-free pasta, brown rice, oatmeal, and the rest is history, right? In 2011, he won 10 titles, 3 Grand Slams. He had one of the best years of all time, and he's been number one basically since, every year since 2011. And he just feels great, and it's made a huge difference for him. And then there's my story. There's Dr. Peter Osborne. He's a chiropractor in Houston, Texas. He's been practicing since 2001, and he is an expert in gluten sensitivity. He runs a wellness center, as I said, in Houston, and he's a board-certified clinical nutritionist. He's an expert in orthomolecular and functional medicine. Pretty cool stuff, right? He's been practicing, as I said, since 2001, and his clinical focus is on the holistic natural treatment of chronic degenerative musculoskeletal diseases. And usually, those diseases are related to this chronic inflammation and gluten sensitivity that's causing it. He's helped thousands of patients recover from chronic painful conditions just by getting gluten out of the body. And he's also training doctors on how to implement functional nutrition into their practices. He founded the Gluten-Free Society in 2010 to help educate patients and physicians on the far-reaching effects of gluten sensitivity. So what he's basically saying is, and I'm going to go into deeper here in a minute, but there's a 30 to 50 year gap between what he knows and what traditional medical doctors know. So if you go to a traditional medical doctor, they aren't going to have the information that he has about gluten. So they might say, "Oh, you can eat gluten, it's okay." But he has the experience, he has the real life data when he has all these students or all these clients that are improving and getting better. So this is the again, think about the experts. Robert Slovak, I've mentioned. Now we've got Dr. Peter Osborne. These are the people I hook up with. These are the people I learn from. And again, I'm so blessed, and it's just such an awesome experience to be able to do this. Gluten acts like a foreign invader. Okay? Gluten molecules are sitting in the small intestine and cause inflammation. White blood cells in your body attack these molecules in the intestinal lining. So it's like an autoimmune reaction, and that results when the white blood cells attack the body. So you don't want your white blood cells attacking you. You don't want your immune system compromised. So every time you're putting gluten in your body, you could be creating an immune response against yourself. Inflammation attacks the body's ability to absorb the nutrients in the food. So that's why, there's all this rage for gluten-free. There's a reason behind it. Your white blood cells see gluten as a foreign invader and they attack it. and it affects your intestines. It affects all the systems in your body. Your body has to work extra, extra hard. Interestingly, gluten is in all grains. So there's misinformation out there. A lot of people think that they're gluten-free, but they're still eating grain. They're still eating rice and corn. And I'm going to talk about this in a second. Gluten is made of smaller pieces of protein, prolamines and glutamines. So if you look at this slide here, prolamines, so the gliadin is the prolamine in wheat. 69% of total protein is gliadin. And that's why so many people struggle with wheat, because it's such a high percentage. But if you look at all the rest, rye, oats, barley, millet, corn, rice, all of those grains, and corn and rice are considered grains, they all have gluten in it. So some of you out there who are, have replaced wheat with corn, you might be intolerant or sensitive to corn. So you're technically not gluten-free according to Dr. Osborne. And that would mean that Novak Djokovic is technically not gluten-free. He is still eating gluten, so there's a good chance that he's actually wheat intolerant, not totally gluten intolerant. As I said, it's even in rice and corn. So if you're eating rice and corn, you're technically not gluten-free. There's gluten in these foods. Doesn't mean you can't get healthy, but I just want you to know the difference. You really aren't gluten-free technically. So don't believe everything you read. You read all these labels. This gluten-free corn elbow-style pasta says gluten-free. Not true. Gluten-free rolled oats. Not true. Gluten-free friendly menu. Well, only if it's paleo. But most menus, they still are serving corn and rice. So just know that it's technically not gluten-free. It's probably wheat-free. At the end of the day, it's your decision whether you want to go cold turkey and get off of all grains and follow more of a paleo approach where you're eating your meats and your vegetables and your fruits and your nuts, or if you want to eat rice and corn and things that are considered gluten-free but they really aren't. So what is gluten sensitivity? As we said, gluten can be a poison, and especially wheat can be a poison. So this gluten sensitivity is let's go back to this. Gluten sensitivity is really, it's not the same as celiac. So people get confused with it, especially if I tell people I'm gluten sensitive. They'll say to me, oh, you're celiac. And I'll say, no, I've never been tested for celiac. Gluten sensitivity causes celiac, okay? They're not the same. So gluten sensitivity is really at the hub of all of this. It's kind of like the big umbrella. So it's covering everything. If you have a gluten allergy, if you're celiac, if you're gluten intolerant, then you have a gluten sensitivity. There's over 200 medical conditions linked to those with gluten sensitivity. So it's really a serious problem. And you don't have to be celiac to get sick or to have challenges. So, should you get tested for gluten sensitivity? Well, if you have chronic fatigue, skin disorders, ADHD and ADD, digestive disorders, asthma, if you have all of these things, you might want to get checked out, and more. There's many more. There's 200, right? I couldn't list 200 on this slide. But I recommend that everyone get tested for gluten sensitivity. Very, very important. Here's my test. June 20th, 2011, so about the time that Novak is going on this run, look at my test. I'm gluten sensitivity positive in all four categories. Pretty strong, right? And usually this is handed down, this is genetic, and it's handed down from your parents and from your lineage. So my parents haven't been tested, but I would imagine that they might have gluten sensitivity as well. So from this date forward, I did my best not to have gluten in the diet. In fact, I went 100% gluten-free. I followed Dr. Osborne's orders, and I went gluten-free to get the stress out of my body. And when I say gluten-free, I mean gluten-free. I basically removed all grain. So even if I went to a sushi restaurant, I would just get sushi, no rice. I was hungry. That was hard. I wasn't training a lot, so I was able to pull it off, but there were no grains. So it was all vegetables, meats, healthy fats and vegetables. But it was hard. You know, it wasn't easy. I did that for a while, actually. The staple foods in a true gluten-free diet: grass-fed beef, wild caught fish, organic free-range poultry, fruits, any organic non-reactive fruit, vegetables, any organic variety that you're not allergic to, nuts and seeds and beans. That's it. I mean, that's a lot of different foods, but it is a big adjustment in today's day and age to go to a restaurant or to cook for yourself and to eat like this. And I did it for a while, but I got too skinny. I literally got too skinny. And one of my friends who's a chiropractor in Nashville, Tennessee, he did the same thing and he got too skinny. As soon as he added rice into his diet, he gained weight back. And I did that as well. So I switched from a gluten-free, completely gluten-free paleo concept to wheat-free. I added corn and I added rice back in, but I still stayed off the wheat. And that worked for me. I gained the weight back. I felt better. I felt more satiated. Now, if I have a little skin rash come up, I might say, gosh, maybe it's the corn. But I've chosen, this is my choice, not to be so extreme. Some people might need to do it. I've chosen not to be so extreme, and I eat corn and rice. I also think that people need to look at a paleo diet. It could be like a raw diet, similar to a raw diet. It could be one of these concepts where you do these diets for a short term to get healthy again, and then you can start introducing corn or rice to see how you do on it. I seem to do pretty well. But I think to go your whole life raw or your whole life paleo is pretty challenging, and I'm not sure it's the way to go. So I eat foods occasionally or a lot that have gluten in it, but they're made from quote-unquote gluten-free material. So gluten-free pizza, that might be, you know, a different type of, like a rice flour or an almond flour. And then you've got sushi with the rice, and then big fan of Chipotle. And I love soft corn tacos. It's my vice besides, well, a few other things are my vice. But I love soft corn. And occasionally I'll have gluten-free pancakes. Not a lot because of the blood sugar spike. I prefer eggs for breakfast, but occasionally I'll treat myself. And it feels good to treat myself. I like it. So you get to decide. Djokovic versus Dr. Osborne. Well, we know Djokovic is going to beat Dr. Osborne in a tennis match, but I bet Dr. Osborne would beat him when it comes to functional medicine. So you have to decide, am I going to follow the Djokovic plan and do a wheat-free approach, or I'm going to follow the Dr. Osborne plan and get completely off of gluten, no rice, no corn, paleo focus. I believe it can be done. You just have to probably help to be under supervision to work with a guy like Dr. Osborne. It's not easy to do it alone. I went with Djokovic after a while. Seems to be working for him, working for me, and good news is you get to make the choice.